Order, order.
Mr. Speaker, the Minister is showing an absolute contempt for this Parliament.
No.
He is responsible. Order.
The Speaker, David Carter, struggling to assert his authority in the teeth of opposition frustration at the Minister for State Services, Jonathan Coleman, and his answers to questions about the $400,000 payout to former Education Secretary Leslie Longstone. Those questions coming from Labor's education spokesman and chief whip, Chris Hipkins.
Who else, other than the Minister of Education, did Leslie Longstone have a strained relationship with?
Honourable Jonathan Coleman.
Well, how would I know?
Speaker, point of order.
I invite the member. Order! Order!
Opposition anger mounted as Jonathan Coleman referred other questions for answer by the State Services Commissioner or the Minister of Education while claiming that he had no ministerial responsibility.
This is an employment matter that's an operational issue, and it's a matter between the State Services Commissioner and Leslie Longstone, anything to do with her employment. And I'm not going to break that confidence here in this House because Ms. Longstone deserves that protection.
Ruling that the Minister had addressed the question, if not to the satisfaction of the opposition, the Speaker defended his practice of allowing the question to be put three times before moving on.
I have established a regime by which if a question's not answered to a satisfaction, then we have the question three times. Beyond that, we've got to move on. Otherwise, we could sit in this House on the same supplementary for a long time.
As it was, they spent nearly half an hour on this one, with criticism of the Speaker's new three strikes ruling coming from the likes of Labour's Clayton Cosgrove.
But effectively, a minister could give the same answer three times and then it's, you know, white flag, it's all over. That's actually the effect of your ruling. A minister's off the hook.
Not so, said the Speaker.
Yeah, well, I don't agree with that last point made by Honourable Clayton Cosgrove. The minister has given an answer. It may not be an answer that's acceptable to the member asking the question, but it is an answer.
But Clayton Cosgrove came back with a suggestion.
You invited, I think, the House to consider that you had no further options after three questions were put. Can I offer some assistance that you may wish to review the tapes of your predecessor, Lockwood Smith, because he had a very elegant way of dealing with it, and it provides an additional tool to
it. I thank the member for his contribution. Question number...
David Carter then announced he'd allow a Labour request for a snap debate, his first as Speaker, on the Auditor-General's report on threats to our biosecurity, for which he was the responsible Minister before becoming Speaker. More on that now from Rhys Lyon.
The urgent debate on the Auditor-General's report was requested and kicked off by Labour's primary industry spokesman, Damien O'Connor.
We have 30 to 40 incursions every year. The Auditor-General's report says that planning is not up to it, not only for the single biggest threat, foot and mouth, but in all other areas of biosecurity strategic planning.
Mr. O'Connor urged immediate government action.
Now, 100% pure image, Mr. Speaker, is dependent upon us keeping out unwanted pests and diseases. Mr. Speaker, I applaud the Auditor-General, I applaud this report, I table it, and I seek help from the government to take some action on it.
But the Associate Minister for Primary Industries, Joe Goodhue, took exception to Mr. O'Connor's argument.
The previous member has set out today to undermine the work of biosecurity, to lay down very clearly, I absolutely acknowledge this, his concerns for biosecurity, but in doing so, he has in fact damaged our reputation for biosecurity.
Ms. Goodhue said the government was dealing with issues laid out by the Auditor-General.
It is empty words indeed to hear the opposition criticising this government when we have already undertaken to progress many of the recommendations and have accepted all of them and will put progress into place as soon as is practicable. In fact, this is a government that's taking action on this serious issue.
Associate Minister for Primary Industries, Joe Goodhue.
That's report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.